Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us right now as we shift the focus to your New York football Giants is Charlotte Carroll, who covers the Giants for The Athletic. Charlotte, are you there?
Yep, how's it going?
Hey, it's going all right. We just cried about the Yankees for 2 hours, so it's good to get a break from that.
Oh, yeah.
Are you a baseball fan? Are you a Yankee fan, Met fan? Are you not even from around here?
So I'm from Chicago originally, so I know pain unlike
Southsider.
Most of you. I am a Southsider, born and raised, White Sox fan. So I got one nice 2005 season, which kind of will last me probably the rest of my life, enjoying the World Series win.
Understood. Well, these Giants fans have some Super Bowls that came not long after that, 2007, 2011, and it seems like they've been in the desert ever since. But here comes young Jackson Dart last week, and I do these football picks where I wrap my picks every week, and the only two picks that I've gotten wrong the entire season, I picked against the Giants with the Chargers. Of course, the Giants win. And then I picked the Giants to beat the Saints, and they found a way to lose to the defeated Aints, the 0-11 Spencer Rattler-led Saints. Well, nobody's going to win when you turn the ball over that much. Let's talk about Jackson Dart in his second start. A fumble where he wasn't touched, interceptions. One, I put the assist on Bo Collins. The other one is on him. What do you think about, you know, now a tale of two starts for the young rookie quarterback that so many people love and think is the franchise in the future?
Yeah, I mean, you got really excited. You got a really great breakthrough game in that first start. And then you kind of had the welcome to reality and welcome back to the NFL moment with the second start. And that's the thing when you're dealing with a rookie quarterback is this is going to happen. It just so happens to come spectacularly against a team that was a very winnable game. But I also think Jackson Dart took, when we spoke with him in the post-game press conference, he took so much responsibility for this game, saying, you know, this is on me. We asked him why. It's like, well, I'm the leader of the offense. So naturally, like, he's taking responsibility. But when you kind of break down the game itself, like, it wasn't on Jackson, obviously. A lot of this had to do with teammates. And even, you know, the fumble, that's him. That's a bad fumble. But the two interceptions, you mentioned Bo Collins, and what he did on that, but then also the other one came on a 4th and 6th situation, so they almost ended up in a better scenario with where he put the ball with the interception,
like a punt.
rather than throwing an incompletion on 4th down. So, you know, he looked good when the game started, and yes, there's these mistakes that are bound to happen with a quarterback, but you still kind of walk away not feeling horrible about Jackson Dart's performance in that. At least that's how I came away. I try and maintain a little positivity in some of this stuff.
Yeah, there was some positivity right away. There was some good right away. Back-to-back drives. They score. Efficient in the red zone. It's like a complete change from what we've seen from the Giants. Like, and not big plays, just methodically calling the right plays and moving down the field. And then when you get close, taking your shots. Unlocking the tight ends with Malik Nabers being out. So you had some good, but, you know, this is what I felt like as I was watching that game and taking notes. This team has done a lot of losing. They got to learn how to win. This team is young, one of the younger teams in the league, and mistakes are going to kill you, and nobody can overcome, you know, turning the ball over like that. But they've now got a short week to figure it out. And that defense, not for nothing, that defense got by Spencer Rattler. They've got to pick up the pieces quickly here. What are your thoughts on the other side of the ball? I think the secondary was outplayed, and I expected much more out of the front. I thought Brian Burns and Kayvon and Abdul Carter and Dex, I thought those guys were going to make life hell for Spencer Rattler. He was able to get the ball off. He was able to make some big plays.
Yeah, no, it was a kind of quiet night for as much pressure as we saw and success that they had against the Chargers. That wasn't as effective there on last night or yesterday. I've lost all track of time with travel, which happens already week five. It's never great. But it definitely was not what you want to see coming out of such a really strong performance the week prior. And now it's a good thing and a bad thing that, as you mentioned, the short week, like, they can easily put it behind them. But body-wise, if they'll be able to, you know, recover, get right, get ready. We saw the injury report coming into this week. And there's some guys on there that are noticeable and important players for this team, including, you know, Darius Slayton. Jackson Dart ended up on there with a hamstring injury. So we'll kind of get the updates tomorrow when we go to practice.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, you mentioned Darius Slayton, and it's tough. Two guys that I think killed the Giants. Deontay Banks has been a net negative. I honestly don't understand why they didn't take that number two jersey off his back and give it to Dart, because we did see Dart has one of the highest selling jerseys now. It should be his number two. Deontay Banks, I'll ask you, you know, to answer what his role is moving forward and what they're even doing with him. And then Darius Slayton is a captain and a guy that people are looking at the 300 or the 3 years, $36 million and saying, man, that's Saquon's money. We got Slayton for what we could have paid Saquon. Do you think those type of things on both sides of the ball, having, you know, specific guys that are, you know, circled as like, this guy dropped the ball, this guy fumbled the ball, or like, this guy commits penalties, this guy kills us every time. You think those are things that are going to kind of break up the locker room? You think that, you know, the team knows that as well? Because those two guys have been in the ire of the fans definitely this whole weekend.
Well, I mean, Deontay Banks is interesting, and that goes with the rotation that he's been doing with Cordell Flott at the cornerback two spot, and that's just kind of like, kind of scratch your head with what's going on there. And coaching staff just keeps saying, you know, it's a week-to-week thing. Shane Bowen talked today, you know, it's an ongoing evaluation, and that's been the case since training camp when no one was able to kind of steal the job. It looks like Flott, you know, is playing stronger. But are they throwing, you know, Banks in there to keep Flott a little bit fresher? I don't know. But it's definitely when Banks goes in the game, there's been a drop-off and these plays kind of happen. You had the DP, the critical, I believe, DPI. So we'll kind of see what they do there, if they do make a switch or if it's something they keep sticking with. When it comes to Darius Slayton, you just have to think it was a really bad game on his end. He's usually not doing that. He's been a pretty reliable guy over his tenure in New York. It just so happened to come in the worst possible spot and, like, you know, two critical drops and then the fumble. So it's just, you know, everyone kind of had one of those days on Sunday. So the issue for him, too, is if he'll be able to bounce back. He's got a hamstring injury that he's dealing with. So if he'll even be able to play on a short week on Thursday night and what that means for this receiving room, that's already, as you mentioned, shorthand without Malik Nabers and what that reality looks like just going forward the rest of the season.
Yeah, Jalin Hyatt's another guy that people are kind of just over at this point. They, you know, feel like he's useless. And now people are taking aim at Joe Shane and his draft picks and the roster construction. A lot was made about them not having a third running back elevated. And then I think Dable basically came out and said, like, it could happen. You could have a running back hurt and not have three running backs. What do you make of that? Because I think there are a lot of people looking at Shane and Dable, and they're looking for reasons to fire these guys, and they're looking for reasons to say, hey, these guys aren't prepared.
Yeah, the personnel decisions were definitely interesting, with knowing like the offense was like lacking on Malik Nabers, what they were going to do. They went heavy on the tight end, 12 personnel a lot, even three of the goal line stand, I believe, on their first touchdown, three tight ends in there. So that was kind of the rationale from Dable of like, you know, we were happy with that game plan. And as you said, with the injury, you know, it could happen anywhere. It just happened with the wide receiver core, and they didn't bring up Lil Jordan Humphrey as well. So they, by the end, you had Bo Collins, a de facto, you know, number two receiver in there. And then obviously kind of understandable when mistakes happen. So I don't know. The roster stuff will be worth monitoring, kind of see what they decide to do. And it's just another thing that fans can point out and be like, you know, why are we doing this X, Y, Z, and trying to understand that.
Last thing for you, you know, coming up here, nationally televised, Thursday Night Football, I'm going to go to that game because I won't be on air that night. But we know the storyline is going to be about Saquon still. And I had really thought coming into the season, I'm like, okay, this is the season that's not about Saquon. This is the season where the Giants have more characters and, you know, more players on the team that it's about them, right? It's about Abdul Carter. It's about Scataboo. You know, it's about Spider-Man. It's about, you know, these other guys. But what do you expect to see out of an Eagles team that just took their first loss and they're not that sharp on offense, and a Giants team having their next home game on a short week? Anything can happen. You think they have a fighting chance to stop Saquon and the Eagles on Thursday Night Football?
Anything can happen, but until we see it, and until we see this Giants team, you know, be competitive with this Eagles team of that's been so dominating, I won't believe it until I see it, kind of a person. I think it'll definitely be an intense, very interesting environment. You know, Saquon's on there with a knee injury. I think one of the national guys reported that he plans on playing. So I don't know if he's still necessarily the storyline coming in. I think there's so many other pieces to this. And now that you've got Jackson Dart, you know, coming back to make his third start after this like disaster of a performance in New Orleans, what does that look like? How does he respond? I think as a Giants fan is more what you're focused on. You know, they've been trying to forget Saquon Barkley as long as possible. He obviously didn't make that easy for them with the Super Bowl win.
Charlotte, we thank you for the time tonight. Thought the Giants were going to get back-to-back wins, but maybe they can shock the world again and find a way to beat the Eagles on a short week.
Thanks so much for having me on. We'll see what happens. I'm as intrigued as everyone else.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.